We've been looking at the tafsir of Surah Al-Qamar, which is the 54th Surah of the Noble Quran. This is a Surah which is in the 27th Juz of the Noble Quran. It is a Surah, as we outlined in our previous segment on tafsir, there is the great miracle with regards to the splitting of the moon that has been mentioned in this Surah. The miracle that was presented to the people of Mecca, the Quraysh, it took place in Mina, on the plains of Mina, when the Muslimin had gathered there one day. However, despite it being a very clear, a lucid miracle that was presented by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the request of the people of Mecca, very few of them accepted, and instead they went on to say, this is magic, this is sorcery. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after producing this miracle for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then warns the people of Mecca and the entire mankind that if you will not accept the message, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy you just as He destroyed the people of the past. And that is the powerful message that is being presented in the remaining part of the surah. And reference is then made to various nations of the past that were destroyed because of not submitting to the instruction, to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first and foremost reference is made to Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, the entire episode, together with the destruction of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. After mentioning that, in verse number 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes an amazing statement, and He says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made the Quran easy to understand, so is there anyone to ponder? And indeed, we've made the Quran easy for seeking advice. Is there anyone to seek advice? The word dhikr is a prepositional phrase, lidhikr. It has several shades of meaning to it. When we say the Quran has been made easy for dhikr, to remember, to memorize it by heart, and to take heed of the admonitions and the warnings. The Quran has been made easy in that regard, and that is the meaning that is applicable here, that Allah has made it easy to memorize the Quran. The followers of previous scriptures were not privileged to memorize the entire book word by word, whether it was the Torah, whether it was the Injil, whether it was the Zabur. The normal followers of all these religions of the past were not able to memorize. In fact, it is mentioned in narration that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had undertaken the miraculous and epic journey of Mi'raj beyond the seven heavens to the point of Sidratul Muntaha, where He had spoken to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly, and in that conversation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam several favors. The salah is one of those favors. Together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that وَجَعَلْتُ صُدُورَ أُمَّتِكَ أَنَاجِيلَ, that we have made the hearts of your ummah lanterns, يَقْرَأُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, that they are able to read the Quran from memory. And that was a privilege that is granted to this ummah. It's one of those privileges that was granted to this ummah. Allah made it easy that even at the tender age, one is able to commit the Quran to memory. That you have someone as young as 5 and 6, 7 years old, memorizing the entire Quran. You have a lady, 90 years old, as has come to light with the Jamiatul Ulama South Africa visiting Rohingya, and a clip that was circulated of a lady at the age of 90, and she's a hafidah teaching her grandchildren the Noble Quran. And that is the amazing point with regards to the Quran, that Allah has made it such that young and old are both able to equally commit the Quran to memory and able to draw inspiration from the Quran. In fact, there was a beautiful post that was circulated on social media just a few days ago, and the post outlined the fact that while on the one hand you have a situation, and this post read, Chinese police orders Muslims to hand in all copies of the Quran and prayer mats or face harsh punishment. And someone responded to that by saying that if only they knew Muslims can pray on the floor and millions recite the Quran without opening it. If they if they probably ask them to hand in their hearts. They should probably ask him to hand in their hearts. And that is the reality with regards to the Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this as a miracle for this ummah, that one is able to learn the Quran, and the Quran is preserved in memory. It was during the era of the British that they wanted to eradicate the deen of Islam, and some of the British generals had met in India when they were discussing how do we remove Islam from India, and someone had suggested that why don't we remove the Quran, because the Quran is the source of inspiration for the millions of Muslims in India. And then someone said that, you know, even if we remove the Quran, even a youngster would come and be able to read it from memory, and that is why it will not be able to remove. And if we make a small change to it, a small child will say, no, this is not what is supposed to be there, but rather this is it. So the Quran is preserved in the hearts of hundreds of thousands of fars. And that has been the case for 1400 years. In every age, people and their children of every level, in every region, in every territory of the world, continue to commit the Quran to memory. What we also find the amazing aspect with the Quran, that the Quran is such, and you won't find any other book like this, that it is so simple that a person with limited knowledge of the Arabic language is able to take heed of it. Someone who has no expertise, you're just listening to it and having a vague understanding, that person will take heed. And on the other hand, the Quran is on such a high level that those intellectual, knowledgeable people, they continue to take benefit and do not tire of it. So every person can read the Quran according to his own level, his own capacity, his own ability, and he will take benefit, he will take admonition, and he will benefit from the Quran. And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ, that we have made easy لِذِكْرِ, for the purpose of taking advice. This implies that the Quran is made easy to the extent of memorizing it, paying heed to the advices and warnings, that we all can bear the fruit of it, whether a person is a learned scholar or unlearned person, whether young or old. This, however, should not be misconstrued. This does not necessarily imply that to go about in derived laws to make deductions, to make ijtihad or istimbat is easy. Allah says it's easy to take heed from the Quran. That's why from this verse I'm drawing these meanings. That is not what is meant. Ijtihad or istimbat, drawing or making analysis, deductions, or offer injunctions from the Quran, that is a science on its own. And there are complex rules that govern that science. Only scholars that are well grounded in knowledge and have spent years of their life to attain the position of ijtihad are able to then exercise ijtihad and istinbat, that is making deductions, deriving laws. It's not the field of any ordinary person or lay person that can play any role in this regard. And those who want to, you know, say, read a verse of the Quran and then look at the meaning and say, my opinion is this is what it means, this is undoubtedly incorrect. And those who claim to do this and base it on this verse, this indicates that there's an error in the understanding of it, and that one should understand that this is not what is being meant by this verse of the noble Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it easy for us to gain knowledge of the Quran, and this verse in which there's reference to this has been repeated 4 times in the surah. And it shows that each one of us ought to establish a relationship with the Quran so that we gain insight in it. Moving further, Allah then, after mentioning Nuh alayhi salam, then says, كَذَّبَتْ عَادٌ فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِي. The Ad, they rejected, and how was my punishment and my warning? What was the punishment? إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي يَوْمِ نَحْسٍ مُسْتَمِرٍ. We sent down on them fierce wind on a day of continuous misfortune. That was the punishment that befell Ad. The ulama say that the misfortune was not lifted till all of them were utterly destroyed. This day of misfortune was to them only, it was not forever. And in other words, it should not be mourned as a day of misfortune forever, as is prevalent among some ignorant people, that if a misfortune afflicts any people, then they want to mourn it all the time. The Quran explicitly states that the punishment continued unrelentedly for 7 days, or 7 nights and 8 days, and that is when these people were totally destroyed. تَنْزِعُ النَّاسَ كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ مُنْقَعِرٍ. The punishment was such that it snatched the people as though they were trunks of uprooted date palms. The Ad people were very robust, tall, had good physique, big in stature, but the sudden blast of wind used to carry them off and fling them off the ground, just as branches of date palms, and if you think of a building or a tree that has been uprooted, turned upside down after violent wind, with the storms that are taking place in different parts of the world, and the imagery that you are seeing of that, it gives you an indication. Allah then puts forth the warning, فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِي. Then how was my punishment and my warning? وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ بِمُدَّكِرِ. We have made the Quran easy to understand, so is there anyone to ponder on it? After mentioning the Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then goes on to mention the Thamud, and he says, كَذَّبَ ثَمُودُ بِالنُّذُرِ. The Thamud rejected the warner. The Thamud rejected the Nabi that was sent to them, and that was Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. They did not accept his message. فَقَالُوا, and they said, أَبَشَرًا مِنَّا وَاحِدًا نَتَّبِئُهُ إِنَّا إِذَا لَّفِي ضَلَالِي وَصُعُرِ. They said that, are we to follow a single human being from amongst us? That case, we'd fall into error and insanity. So they claimed and they wanted that an angel must come from the heavens, that they felt that a human just like us, how can he be followed? That he has no extra power, he has no supernatural feats, he's actually, he wants us to subjugate us to him and follow him. This will never happen. We can never just follow any person from amongst us. If we fall into that trap, that would be grave error and foolishness on our part. So they wanted someone supernatural. This was just their obstinance and their stubbornness. This was not a valid argument that they wanted, because if an angel would come, they would say, no, an angel is so superior, an angel has no desires, doesn't eat, how can we follow, we are weak. So either way, there would be an excuse from their side. أَوْلْقِيَ الذِّكْرُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا بَلْ هُوَ كَذَّابٌ أَشِرٌ. Has the admonition been sent to him alone from all of us? No such thing. Then why is he only getting this revelation? Why is no book coming to us? This is lies. He is an open liar. That is what they said. سَيَعْلَمُونَ غَدًا مَنِ الْكَذَّابُ الْأَشِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to that by saying, tomorrow they will know that who is the insolent liar. Very soon they will come to know who is the liar and who desires prominence from the two groups. إِنَّا مُرْسِلُ النَّاقَةِ فِتْنَةً لَهُمْ فَارْتَقِبْهُمْ وَاسْتَبِرُ. We are sending the she-camel as a test to them, so watch them and remain patient. They had requested a miracle. In the outset, in the opening verses of the surah, Allah spoke about the miracle of the splitting of the moon. This was requested by the kuffar of Mecca. Similarly, the Thamud had also requested a miracle, and this was the she-camel that was sent to them. Like the kuffar, they also rejected it. وَنَبِّئْهُمْ أَنَّ الْمَاءَ قِسْمَةٌ بَيْنَهُمْ كُلُّ شِرْبٍ مُحْتَذَرٌ. They were informed that with every privilege there's a responsibility. That inform them the water is to be divided between them, and that every share of the water should be attended, meaning that the camel was to drink one day and their own animals were to drink the other days. But they were not happy with this arrangement. They felt the camel was drinking all the water. فَنَادَوْ صَاحِبَهُمْ فَتَعَاطَى فَأَقَرْ. They then summoned their friends who passed his hand and hamstrung the she-camel. It was a really wretched person from amongst them who then took this very, very brazen and bold step to go ahead and kill the camel. and this was the ultimate, you know, it was the most immoral amongst them. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرُ. They were eventually destroyed. Allah destroyed them by saying, إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا عَلِمْ سَيْحَةَ وَاحِدَةً فَكَانُوا كَحَشِيمِ الْمُحْتَذِرِ. We sent upon them a single cry, and they became like a crumbled thorn hedge. The angel gave out a screech, which caused their lives to burst. Or in fact it was, you know, their entire livers were destroyed, and this then led to them being destroyed. All that was left was mowed down. You know, when you mow down hedges, when a lawn mower goes over a particular area and it cuts the grass and all that remains, this is how these people remain. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. After mentioning these various incidents of the past, Allah says that we've made the Quran very easy to understand. So is there anyone to ponder? That look here, it's simple, accept, and if you don't accept, if you remain, you know, stubborn, then that is how you will be destroyed. Allah reminds us in this regard, verse after verse in the noble Quran.